from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the first time I had to pause in the middle of that right after I said, did I even say an intro? Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Reason I'm off track already is my hair was brushed. I need a haircut. Apparently I need a haircut, but usually the headphones hold my hair. I don't know if this was an 80s song. The headphones hold my hair out of my face. I think in the 80s, and it'd be parentheses, so I could see your eyes, see into your eyes. Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart duet. And then there was the George Michael and Joan Jett version, quickly remade, interestingly enough. It was the first, they called it the Quad Collab. But my hair was brushing against my nose. It wasn't so much in my eyes. But that's what inspired me, you know, Bernie Elton and I, to write the song for those. And when I time, this was the power of time travel. Scientists everywhere say, hold on a second. You used time travel to go back in time to write a song with Elton and Bernie. So that it could be two versions, a double duet. Well, technically not a double duet because it's separate. It's four separate, not actually a quad collab, but because there's seven of us collaborating seven or eight, depending if you count the present and the past versions of me. Also, I invited this is where I broke this time space. If you wonder what's wrong with the time space continuum, holy cow, you're in the right place, because I invited myself, my present, when I went into the past, my past self that was in the present, I said, I got great news. I've co-opted time travel, but I guess I was only like, I was at an age where I just didn't understand, so I couldn't appreciate it. And I said, all this time travel, and you're so ungrateful to me, one day you won't understand and you'll do this again. One day you'll be doing this again. If you're confused, you say, what am I doing here? And maybe you need more of an explanation of that later. I don't know if I'll have time, but I hope I will. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. Really, the show does not put you to sleep. It's here to keep you company while you drift off, to break the loneliness of the deep, dark night, to give you a friend, a friendly voice, a distraction, some comfort, so that you could drift off or just have something to keep you company if you can't sleep, or either or, and plus. Quad, you know, that's a duet. This is a duet at bedtime, but you don't have to sing or listen. Now, the other things to know, you talk more about this coming up here, but this is a podcast you don't really listen to. You can just kind of barely listen. But most people don't like this show. It doesn't work for them on the first try. I mean, I know from the reviews lately, it does for some people, and that's great, because if you get this, you say, I've been looking for this. I never knew something like this was out there, but I've been looking for it. But for most people, it takes a couple listens for that to happen, just because the show is so different. So give it a few tries, see how it goes. What we got coming up is support. That's a great thing about having this podcast come out free to anybody who needs it at all. The ad-supported version allows us to do that, and the listener support allows us to put the show out. Between the ad support and the listener support, you don't have to pay for the show. Totally optional. Then there's a long meandering intro. This is kind of part of the intro, I guess. The rest of the intro is meant to ease you into bedtime. Then we'll have some support, then a bedtime story. And oh boy, this is a two-parter bedtime story. I think the first part will be like part personal essay and part talking about IKEA furniture. And then the next part will be us going shopping at IKEA and then doing some assembly, right? I think that's what we got. I don't know the order of everything. Or maybe we go shopping tonight. I don't know, because it's a pie. Well, but anyway, if you're already mixed up and you feel like this is some convoluted, strange show, welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. And these sponsors are how I'm able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, everybody, this is Scoots here, and this is where I kind of talk about support for the show. You've probably been hearing me, but here's the thing. I'm only trying to get this message out to 1 out of 100 people. Like, if you're that 1 out of 100 people, you're a regular listener, sleep with me. You get a lot out of the show. You listen to it on a regular basis. It makes your life better. That's 100 people, right? 100 regular listeners. I need one of you. Are you that one person who's willing to support the show right now? Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or set an alarm or a reminder right now to do it tomorrow. I don't know. Are you that? Think about it, if you're that one person or not. And then if you are, I'm going to pause for a second and give you a second to do one of those three things. Because if you're that one person who's going to take action, you have the power to change the trajectory of the show, like the future of Sleep With Me in 2025 for you and 99 other people. It's kind of like you're getting insurance for your sleep and your, you know, peace of mind at bedtime. You're supporting your boyfriend, but you're also supporting it for the other 99 people. So you might support the show for that if you're that one person. You might be that one person who wants more. You want all intro episodes. You want all night episodes. You want cool bonus episodes. You want ad-free episodes. But I hope you're that one person out of 99. If there's 99 people that are like, no way, not interested, somebody else will do it, that's fine. I just need one person. So are you that one person who's willing to support the show? If you are, right now or tomorrow, send a reminder and go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to support the show, don't worry about it. I'm on it. Your boyfriend is working on it. And we're here to keep you company and put you to sleep. And thank you so much for counting on us to do that for you on a regular basis. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. This is one part of the podcast, and we need you to hear. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported our sponsors, because I know so many of you get so much out of this ad-supported feed that is free to everybody. So you might want to do two, like a finger clap along, since you're maybe already in bed or winding down. And I want to thank Leah and Lynn, who got themselves some sleep phones, used our link, used our code, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones, and used to sleep with me at checkout. And I think Leah got those sleep with me branded sleep phones. So looking good, sleeping good. Thank you, Leah and Lynn. All right. If you want to be on, if you want to hear, would you love to hear your name here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone? Support a sponsor, take a free trial, take that Helix quiz, and then let the sponsor know about it. Tag them, tag me on social media is the best way. Cause then they say, wow, people really love this podcast. We really do get a lot out of supporting Sleep With Me. It is important to people. That's what your action does. And then they stick around and everybody gets to benefit by you. That's why I take the time to thank people and I do it in an excited way so I can be here for you for free. So yeah, tag the sponsor, tag me, fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Thanks, everybody. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. There's links to resources, including international resources that you could connect with, including right now. It's also about being a part of a community, being a part of positive change. It's not just saying Black Lives Matter. It's not just saying stop AAPA. It's not just saying support Ukraine. It's taking action, learning more, and then taking action. And you, if you listen to these, you know, I heard about Hand in Hand from RBG. It was one of her favorite charities. And it's never been a more important time to support organizations like Hand in Hand right now. You know, it started with only 50 children in 1990. And Hand in Hand now has 6 campuses and thousands of Jewish and Arab students. And Hand in Hand's motto is partnership is the only way forward. Together we learn, together we hurt, together we support. And you could support Hand in Hand. You could use the link in our resources or go to handinhandk12.org to support the work they're doing. Because if you're listening to this, you know how important that work is. Also, there's other organizations we're supporting in our show notes. So use those links. And be a part of. Let me know about it. Thank you so much. Mystery Bard, a lot of people work really hard on this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions. See the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thank Thanks, Mr. Bard. Don't forget, we've launched Sleep With Me Plus by the time you're hearing this. And if you're not in a position to support the show and you don't want to miss out on Sleep With Me Plus and all it has to offer, sign up for our referral program. And as you refer people to the program, you could get access to Sleep With Me Plus to ad-free episodes and story-only episodes. And you could do that at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. That's R-E-F-E-R. sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, or use the link in our show notes. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind, thoughts you're thinking about, right? Thoughts about the past, the present, future, time travel. It could be anything emotionally coming up for you, feelings related to those thoughts or feelings that are just there. It could be like physical sensations, but like that are related to the feelings or thoughts, or physical sensations that are there. Changes in time, temperature, routine, work schedule, travel, guests, school stuff, work stuff. You're going through something. You're anticipating something. Whatever it is, the reason I kind of list some of that stuff is to let you know you're not alone. And I realize this podcast is just some ones and, I mean, it's not ones and zeros to me. Believe me, I'm here right now being present for you. You're just listening to it later on. And I'm here because I do care, because I've been there. That's one of the reasons I care. I've been there in the deep, dark night, tossing, turning, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. And I know how it feels. And even when you're in a home full of people or you're sharing your room with somebody, it can feel lonely, even when you have a lovely dog there, not far from your bed. Sweet, sweet Koa. I guess it does feel a bit less lonely with Koa, that, strangely enough, when I can't sleep versus a human. Probably because she may, her sleep, her snoring's not in the same bed as me, and it's just comforting. But, you know, it can be lonely in the deep, dark night. That's one of the reasons I make the show. And I might not know exactly what you're going through. I might never have been through it myself, but I can guarantee you someone listening right now can relate to how you feel. If I can't, but I probably can too. I say, yeah, I know how that feels. It's tough. And I really hope you can get the sleep you need, because that's the second part of why I make the show, is because you deserve the sleep you need so your life is more manageable. You really do. You deserve a bedtime you don't have to dread, that you could look forward to or feel neutral about. That's the high flying I tried to do here. Try to make a bedtime podcast that's barely funny and that you could feel neutral about a bedtime. But that's a huge success for those of us, right? So I really hope you could get the sleep you need. If you do, you know, your life's going to be a little bit better. Our world's going to be better. And that is important to me. I've been making this show for 10 years now, and it really means a lot to me. And I've heard from a lot of people who benefit from this podcast recently, particularly who benefit from the ad-supported version. It just really means a lot to me to know the podcast helps. And so, yeah, that's why I make the show. What I'll do here is I'll send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm using lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents. Which means I'm going to get mixed up, I'm going to go off topic, I'm going to forget what I was talking about, then I'll talk about something again, then I'll totally, and I'll say, was I talking about Bernie, what was it, did I time travel? Which Bernie did I time travel with? I'll get mixed up, hopefully I'll return to that stuff, but I'm here to, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents means my voice is not traditionally soothing. I think I said all that stuff. Sorry, my phone started buzzing, so it threw me off. A couple things to know about this show that can be helpful if you're new. One, as I said earlier, most people don't like this podcast or it doesn't work for them when they first listen. And just give it a few tries and see how it goes. If you already know you don't like the show, I mean, I'd say still give a few tries because it's pretty common for people to say, oh, it took me, then I got it. I was so annoyed. But if you already are positive, instead of taking the time to try to like bring, you know, say, hey, I want to correct you. I want you to have the same feelings about yourself that I have about you. You don't need to do that. I have a website set up, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou, where you could find other great sleep podcasts and stuff to put you to sleep. So believe me, it's all, I've been doing the show for 10 years. It's been said. I mean, I have people too that regularly let me know on a regular basis. So you don't need to. And I'm not saying it for me. I'm saying it for you. If you find another sleep podcast that works for you, your life's going to be better. That's really what's important. So try that. sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. If you already are sure, but otherwise give the show a few tries, because here's the things that are different about the podcast. It's a podcast you kind of just listen to, but you could listen to it, which is a bit confusing. Like maybe you came with expectations that this would be a little bit childish and I would talk to you like, okay. I mean, I kind of try to have that feel, but, or that it would be more guided and zen-like, but that's just not who I am. And it's not what, that's what, the reason I made the show is because there wasn't something out there like this, a little bit different, like that you could kind of listen to like TV in the other room or calling a friend and them talking to you about boring stuff. That's kind of what the show is. You say, okay, I'm going to listen to you. But in this case, you don't have to feel bad about it. You could barely pay attention to me. You could even put me under your pillow and it's fine. So it's a podcast you just barely listen to. Or listen to it when you need to, so it takes your mind off stuff. Because it doesn't put you to sleep either. It's more of a misdirection. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep, to kind of take your mind off of stuff while you drift off. All of a sudden, you just find yourself asleep. And so those are a couple things. I'll talk about the structure next, but we say, what do you mean? Well, I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar burr, your boar bee, your boars, your bordelay, I don't know. I'm here to be a friend in the deep, dark night and keep you company, because there's people who are listening who can't sleep, but there's also no pressure to fall asleep. So whether you're listening or not, whether you listen all night or not, the shows are over an hour. So if you only listen to one episode, you have plenty of time to fall asleep. Even if you set a sleep timer for 50 minutes or 55 minutes or 60 minutes, there's plenty of time. And there's over six, no, there's not over. There's 600 episodes in our ad-supported archive ready to go. And that way, if you become a regular listener, you could kind of create your own playlists or pick and choose what works for you. Sorry, I got distracted again. But the person who called me then texted me. But that's fine. So, I was kind of saying, oh, I'm here to be your boyfriend. Yeah. There's people who can't sleep. So you could listen or need a break during the day. So those are a couple different things about the show. Oh, I was going to say though, if the podcast works the way it works for a lot of people, you're just listening. And at some point you wake up tomorrow and they say, honey, could you tell me what was on that sleep podcast? And you say, well, Scooter's going to tell us, but I think Scooter was time traveling. And he said that he had come up with a plan. He had always, like, he didn't know why he came up with the plan, but he suspects it was because he always wanted, well, we know why, he just wanted to feel good inside. And he said, well, if I sneak into this place that's got a time travel machine, I got an idea. I'll go back in time. Well, first I have to go back in time to a time before I lost my motivation and then do a bunch of stuff there. Then get motivated to learn how to learn people skills, songwriting skills, and charm skills. Then I'll go try to meet Elton and Bernie and build rapport building skills. And then I'll build rapport with them. And then they'll eventually maybe we'll connect and we'll connect on a professional level. And then I'll convince them to write a song, a long titled song about hair getting in your eyes. You know, hair's on my face and it's in the way of me seeing into your eyes or whatever. Then we'll come up with the idea of having a couple of duets that we came up with earlier. I can't remember who it was, Rod Stewart, and I know, but then of course they're going to, I don't know, and then George Michael and Joan Jett, because that one I just thought of, I said that doesn't go together, but it sounds good. George Michael, Joan Jett, you know, it's got a little bit of alliteration. I forgot who we paired Rod Stewart with already. Another, I don't know, I almost had it. Linda Ronstadt and Rod Stewart. I think they've done songs together. And then we'll do that. And then we'll travel back. And then we'll try to convince ourselves to go see that. So it'd be a lot of mucking around in the continuum, because I'd have to go back in time to affect my present self. So then when I went back in time again, I'd be, here's a question about time travel. If I go back in time and fix all my problems while I'm in that timeline, will I become a well-adjusted person in the timeline I've traveled to as I fix my problems in the past? Or will I have to travel back? Because it wouldn't make any sense. I'd just travel back in a present time. Like, shouldn't I just become instantly well-adjusted even though I'm out of my own timeline? I don't know about that one. I need to get somebody get me a Mobius strip and let's see what we could do about this. I mean, it's a legitimate question that I don't have an answer to, though. I mean, think about it. Like, let's just say there was a simple problem you had to fix. Let's say I somewhere I have like a little piece of pencil, graphite in my palm, I think. So if I went back, obviously I'd need 10,000 supercomputers or observations to figure out when that happened. But if I didn't get that piece of pencil graphite in my palm, not that it's bothering me at all. So it probably shouldn't be, it's not the best use of time travel except as an example. So I went back in time and then, then I'd give myself even more hypervigilance. You'd say, who are you again? I'm a future you. And I also have an invisibility cloak. I'm going to go to school with you every day. And I'm going to teach you a bunch about pencil. I'm going to keep you, pencil, proper pencil use. Why? What happens with the pencil? Oh, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. So anyway, I got to get back to this timeline. But I wonder if in that timeline, my pencil be gone. And I'm not talking about pencil graphite, I'm talking about those things on the inside. The old frown, I'd never frown again. Maybe that could be another song I do. Anyway, that's like, you wouldn't remember any of that tomorrow, obviously, because you'd say, I have no idea what he was talking. I tried to listen and I fell asleep. The structure of the show also throws people off. I'm going to run through it a little quicker than normal because I didn't think I'd go on so many tangents so early. But so the show starts off with a greeting. So you feel seen and welcomed in. Then there's support. So paying for the show is totally optional. Then there's a long meandering intro. That's a show within a show, separate from the support that you don't want to skip out on. Because one, I mean, look at this. We've come up with some conundrums here. And also it just is meant to ease you into bedtime, not put you to sleep. To kind of slowly lower the volume on the day and transition you into sleep while you're in bed getting comfortable or doing some other chill activity. Then there's support again, so the show could be free, paying for it's optional. And then there'll be a bedtime story, something about IKEA furniture. And that's it. That's why I make the show. That's what to expect. I'm really glad you're here. I and a team of people work really hard on this show, believe it or not. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to do it for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, Scoots here, and this is one I know we've covered IKEA before, and for home furnishings, but I think it's been a while. And actually, I start off with, this is a, like, it may not be applicable anymore, and it may only be applicable in certain areas. Well, let me Google it, but I have a big-time IKEA pro tip. Okay, let's see. I just Googled it. Okay, Monday through Thursday. Okay, so I guess it's only sometimes an offer, so you got to keep an eye out for, they have restaurant specials. If you sign up for the IKEA family card, which is free to sign up for, I mean, obviously you got to, you know, let them see what you buy and stuff like that. So I guess like the restaurant has specials, oh yeah. So I guess they have specials every day. So maybe it was only that day. Is that, are you kidding me? Let's see, eat and save. Let's see what this is. Oh yeah. So that was Memorial Day. And that's when I went there. Okay, so it's only Memorial Day, but I keep an eye out for it. So basically, so it's not the best pro tip because it was only on that weekend, but you could spend money at their restaurant, which is a cafeteria. I didn't even think about this. Like the IKEA restaurant is like, might be the closest thing to the Kmart cafeteria I'll ever get to eat in again. And so on Memorial Day weekend, my daughter and I went there. It's now middle of July when I'm recording this. And you could use your IKEA card after you paid for your food, and you would get that off of your purchase if you bought something over like $150 or whatever, which is a pretty nice deal. Like we spent $26, so then we got $26 off when we checked out of the store. So I wanted to do maybe a part of an assembly episode and then going through IKEA. And let's see if I can just go through IKEA. The one by me is that I go to is in Emeryville. I've seen one listener there. And I think I was eating either a hot dog or a slice of pizza. And I think the listener ended up going to a live show at some point. But I don't want to say who they are because I don't want to break, you know, to say, well, I'm keeping it low, down low when I'm at IKEA. But they recognize me, which is pretty rare for me to get recognized. And I mean, I guess in the Bay Area, it's more likely. So, okay. So the IKEA, we were going, yeah, I guess this would be a little personal essay. Maybe this would be a two-parter. Who knows how long this will take. So let's see. Let me back up and tell you the situation. Now, and I don't know a lot about IKEA, the company, so maybe some people have strong feelings about it. But I've never been a person, I live in the Bay Area, where a lot of your resources just go to covering the cost of housing, right? And so over the history of my life, that's just been the situation. It continues to be. It's just a pricey place to live. And I don't know, like I've always rented. And, well, I guess that's another part of it. It's like I've always been a renter, and I don't see that stopping at this point in my life. And so... And a lot of people say IKEA's fast furniture, and I honestly would not. Maybe for people that go from renting to owning a home, but we've had the IKEA furniture that we've had for as long as I've been. My daughter and I have kind of like as long as I've been a single parent, pretty much. I can kind of run through kind of, I mean, not all of our furniture has been IKEA furniture, but I have an IKEA dresser, you know, as a mom, I'm sure we did an episode about Malm, M-A-L-M, maybe not though. And that's where my, I don't think that's the first piece of IKEA furniture I bought, but originally I had a Malm bed, like a headboard, footboard, and bed. And I bought that used, so I didn't even buy, I don't think, I'm pretty sure, maybe I bought a new Malm bed, but I'm pretty sure some of my IKEA furniture, at least, I mean, I know when it comes to desks, we bought maybe one and then two I've bought used. So definitely a Malm bed, but then I got, worked with a company for a little while. It was one of our first sponsors, and they had an adjustable bed base, and so I got to test that out. So I sold the Malm on that I probably had already bought used on Craigslist, and so it's not fast furniture because somebody out there purchased it and was using it after that. And then I had a Malm dresser, and then eventually we'd have a Malm chest, or no, Malm chest of drawers. We never had a dresser. And then a smaller chest of drawers. I don't know what you call that. I may have even had a nightstand or two at some point. I don't know. I don't think so. And so we still have that chest of drawers and the half chest of drawers and other stuff. Yeah, let's talk about it. We have three different, our kitchen table, our dining room table was a very small rectangular, not like something where you just put the legs on. It's just a piece of fiberboard covered in laminate. And then that became a desk. And then I bought another one and even a third one. So at some point when we moved to the place 2018 we live now, we had one of them was our kitchen table again for a while. I wonder if we had another thing we're using as a kitchen table. Huh, that's a good question. I don't have an answer to that. Then I have, that's some other IKEA furniture I have. Then we have a lot of these cube things because my daughter's room in our old place, we shared a one bedroom where I lived in the living room. Half the living room was my bedroom, half was, these were the glory days, most of my adult life, or most of my it's where I got sober and where majority of the podcast was produced. So I had a curtain down the middle of the living room. And on one side of the curtain was my Malm bed and my Malm chest of drawers. Then the other side was other furniture. None of it was IKEA furniture, though. Most of it was used furniture. Then in my daughter's room, she had the wall bed, eventually the wall bed that we assembled. Before that, she had another bed that I had bought with an IKEA tent. Her IKEA tent bed. And then, what else do we have? So, but most of her room, once we got the wall bed was, had these cube things. I forget what they're called. They're very popular. We had pink ones and white ones. So they were a rectangle. They're cubbies. Oh, that's what they are. That's not what IKEA calls them, but they call them Inox or something. I don't know what they call it, but it might even come to me. But so we still have a bunch of those. And what's my point? I'm just trying to think of what other furniture. Those cubes, we probably have two pink ones and two white ones, or maybe three pink ones even. And those are in transition. And then my daughter has an IKEA bed frame. Just a nice tubular white metal frame with a headboard and no footboard, but anything else? Nothing else comes to mind right off the top of my head, but so recently, if you follow the podcast at all, in April, my apartment, I live in an upstairs downstairs apartment, where the downstairs, like technically in the Bay Area, there's not very many basements. My building that I live in was kind of built into the side of it's not a hill, but into the side of some land. So part of it is underground, but and then part of it is not the downstairs. So it's like it's a basement essentially. The only 50% of it's underground. 50% of it's the left wall and the And the east, the western wall and the southern walls are underground. And yeah, the other two walls are not. Just so you could really get, it's just so I could confuse you and put you to sleep even more. And then the upstairs is where the kitchen, the bathroom, and the living room are. And at one point, it was a studio apartment upstairs. And then downstairs was an office, or it was unused at different periods of the history. Now, when I lived here, though, now downstairs is just the two bedrooms. And we got lucky because we moved in 2018. And part of the reason we moved was, to be a little bit closer to where my daughter was going to middle school. I mean, which worked out for a year. I mean, we were closer to that school for a year. And then, because we were moving right at the beginning, we moved right before the 2019 school year, I think. I think that's when we moved. I think these numbers are correct, but I mean, I am a person that makes the sleep podcast primarily. None of that's super important other than the fact that so recently, and I talked about this on the show before, but I do want to talk about it because I want to tell people that are wired like I am, with a powerful imagination and powerful inner dialogue with an imagination, is how I'll put it, that's as softly as I can put it, right? I got inner dialogues. I mean, I have multiple inner dialogues, and a lot of them focus on the future and the past, right? And they tell me all sorts of things. And one of them was what if you go out of town, and because you live in this basement, some water comes into your place, wouldn't that be not great? And there was once or twice where I did feel So I actually bought a water detector, but that thing has to be plugged in and charged, or the battery. It doesn't take a normal battery, leak detector. So there's a bit of important point is if you do have a leak detector, make sure it's actually not buried under a bunch of other junk without the battery being on. But it wasn't important. The leak detector really wouldn't have done anything in this particular scenario, I don't think. Okay, so one of the things I always said is that's probably so unlikely, but even that inner part of me was always fixated on it. Every time I'd go out of town longer than a few days, it would tell me, oh boy, just you wait. You know, is it not always in my Nana's voice, but she's the one that's, oh boy, just you wait. Mr. Hotshot, got to live in a half basement there. So what do you mean? Oh boy, there you go. Well, just you wait. You'll see. So every time that would be in the deep back of my mind, because I'd say, and part of the thing is, and I'm trying to put this as softly as I can, but I want to be relatable because I have a positive message, actually. But also sometimes a positive message that if you think like I do, you're not alone. Or if you could relate, or you know somebody, this is just how it is. And I've learned to be a little bit more loving and kind and able to be more adaptable, even though, and accepting that part of me that's just always fixated on that stuff. But part of one of the messages, which I say is maybe it is explicit. I guess it's kind of explicit. I mean, I don't mean in the rating sense. I was trying to say, is it implicit or explicit message? I guess it can be either one, that it's Drew, and I'm saying this on behalf, some part of me says this on behalf of me. Drew's just not, he's not able to handle those kind of things. So that's why I have to constantly fixate on it. Because let's just say in this example that actually happened, so it kind of, we're seeing the paper dragon being unfolded here a little bit, right? If Drew was to go out of town and it was one of these new things he's been trying to do, which is a vacation and a working trip, this like back to back, to make it more affordable on airfare, but also just more comforting for him, where he goes and does a little bit of a vacation with his daughter, and then she flies back with somebody else, and then he stays somewhere and does some on-location recording and scouting. You know, none of that's a good idea because, you know, I don't think Drew should be, you know, I know that he needs to have breaks or record on location, and it's something he loves doing, but I don't recommend it. But also, by the way, you know, what happens if some sort of mysterious thing happens while he's gone and his apartment gets filled up with water, not weather-related, even though it's a time in California where there was a lot of weather. But, yeah, what would happen there, huh? I don't know if Drew would be cut out for that. But what happens is, everybody, it turns out that did happen. And I talked about it because, like, on some social media stuff, because I did have to take, I had to alter some podcasting plans and record in the car and stay with friends, because, it just, so what did happen was I flew back to California. I believe it was a Sunday night, I'm almost positive, and I got home very, very early in the morning, like late at night, early in the morning. Now, luckily, I flew into Oakland, which I live really close to the Oakland airport, and I was able to finally get an Uber. That was like a Lyft or whatever. It was very challenging, especially when you live close. Then a lot of people turn you down. And so I had a nice ride home, and then I was like, okay, like, let me get ready for bed. And just go to bed. And I got my book, and then I maybe even brushed my teeth and stuff. And then I went downstairs. I still had my socks on. And as soon as I, like, something was off right away. But then as soon as my foot hit the bottom, like, my sock instantly became soaked. And I discovered that there was, a substantial amount of water. Okay. But, and then I managed. So this already for the internal part of me would have been like, oh no, this is beyond Drew's capacity. 1 a.m, apartments flooded downstairs. So then I started to, oh, and by the way, all the downstairs was wall to wall, kind of like, it's not the greatest, like some carpet that was like, it was tolerable. It was not bad to walk on. But it was like somewhat like half industrial residential carpet, easy to vacuum. So, also it absorbs a lot of water. So, then I started kind of looking around. I said, okay, like, this is really not good. And, then I think I unplugged some stuff that was, you know, to be cautious. And then I kind of listened and I couldn't hear any like anything. Then I went up to the bathroom because the bathroom's above where the leak was, but there's nothing. I looked under all our sinks, checked my toilet. Then I went back downstairs and checked the roof line. I couldn't find any place where the water was coming in. And then I was kind of like sitting there and I was like, okay, well, it's 1 a.m. I don't know if I had like a number to call, like, my landlord. So I said, well, I don't know if there's anything they can really do about it right now. And probably the best thing for me to do is to go to bed and get some sleep. And then as soon as I get up, get in touch with my landlord, which is pretty easy. And something I'm grateful for that I do have a pretty responsible landlord, which is not always the case, you know, when you're renting. I've been in that situation previously. And no joke, like, I did spend about an hour finding the biggest, because also the downstairs is, like, not 100% even. So the water was not distributed evenly. And the carpet, luckily, in some sense, where the water was not distributed evenly, the carpet was soaking up a lot of liquid, but also like wicking it, spreading it, even where it wasn't. So the water was, but the water, I actually like the lowest places were like my room, my bedroom, and the podcast studio. But the good news is the podcast, all the podcast equipment was like a little bit off the ground. I mean, not very high off the ground, but just another piece of luck is like everything was sitting on something. So it wouldn't be in touch with the carpet. I think just because I thought about it would overheat, or maybe I was paranoid. I don't know. But so after kind of doing some basic picking up of stuff off the floor that was absorbing water, and you know, and then even finding stuff that wasn't going to make it, you know, I said, I'm going to try to go to bed. And I remember, like, it was literally next to my bed was like squished, like it was like, it was literally puddles, you know. But like, I was like, I was tired because I was on East Coast time too. So it was about 4 or 5 in the morning. But I was able to like read my book and fall asleep. I would just follow my normal, abbreviated version of my normal bedtime routine. And I went to bed. And then the next morning, I don't think I've told this story anywhere. Maybe I have, but talk about, like, I didn't sleep in too long. I think I woke up around 8 a.m. Like, I was hoping to get 8 hours of sleep, but whatever, you know. And I got up, and I was getting, like, you know, I was just went up and used the WC and got poured myself a coffee. And the next thing I know, I look out of my window to my where I park my car, our driveway. There's a pickup truck in the driveway. And like literally, if I look out from my kitchen sink, I can see the next bungalow where my neighbors live. Like a little bungalow, I think that's what you'd call it. My neighbor's like answering his door without a shirt on. And it's the kind of the superintendent for all the housing my landlord owns. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, so then I go, I put a shirt on and I don't know, shorts maybe or whatever. I wasn't, you know, I had boxers on or whatever. So I put shorts and a shirt on. And then I go out there and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Like, and my neighbor says, well, these guys are here because I've been hearing this water sound below my apartment. And, like the water's on, but all my water's off. And I was like, dude, my whole downstairs, I was just going to email and mail the landlord because, fill out a, you know, because, my apartment's flooded. And then the next thing we know, like, they're trying to find the source of the leak. And interestingly enough, just to like tell you what happened was like, you know, in California, you build and you rebuild and stuff like that. And I don't totally understand it, but I guess what happened was there was like a water line coming from the water main going underneath his apartment, my neighbor's apartment. And ending just like capped off in this planter in front of my apartment under the ground. And at some point, like a pricker bush had grown and got in and created a hole in this thing. And then it was leaking underneath ostensibly through the foundation, which is the wall of my basement downstairs. And filling it up with water. But like talk about my internal Nana and those things being wrong. One, I mean, it could have been different. You know, it could have been a bigger leak or it could have been a bigger hole in the foundation. So yeah, it could have. But like one, what things to be grateful for that it was not a humongous leak. Another thing is that it started, like I got back on Sunday, it started like somewhere, must have started, he heard it, I think, on Friday night or Saturday night. And so it had only been going for like a couple of days. Two, you know, then they had my neighbor noticed it and already had acted. Like he had sent a message out that Sunday afternoon or something before he went to bed or night. And then that I had a responsible landlord that was like, okay, we'll figure out what the cause is. And then we'll start figuring out how to take everything out and dry everything. But that meant a little bit of chaos in my me and my daughter's life. But also a hidden benefit of that, I mean, honestly, really, like, was that, like, we had to move everything out of each room and basically, like, while, like, so everything went into her room, and then they kind of got everything out of the hallway in my room and the podcast studio, and then dried out all those floors. And then they moved. Then they moved everything into, and then maybe replaced the floor. I can't remember the order. And then moved everything out of my daughter's room into my bedroom. And then dried out her room and the floors. But maybe they did the drying. I don't know how the order exactly. But basically, everything that would have been on the floor, which is pretty much everything, like moved from room to room, and eventually all ended up in my bedroom, which meant even after the floors were done, and even now. But my daughter, she's now, a high schooler. So it's kind of cool because it's like, everything from her, it's a little bit she's an adaptable kid. I'm an adaptable little dad. And that's kind of like the lesson I said, well, it wasn't really as bad as my internal parts of me, my dialogues would have made it out to be. And not only could I handle it, but we did handle it. And there is some even more plus sides because it's like we haven't really done a lot of purging of like the old stuff. But we've, cut down on a little bit and now it's all centralized. So, of course, centralized in my room, but it's a little bit more organized. And then it's like, okay, now your room, which for a teenager, I think, her room is now more sparse, which led to this trip to IKEA. Now that all her cubbies are in my room, but eventually they'll go into our little storage area and we'll go from there. But yeah, so what we'll talk about next is, I don't know, let's see if I'll feel it out. Like, should we walk through IKEA or start putting furniture together? I don't know. Let me think about it for a second. All right, so Scoot's here, and let's go into my local IKEA. Maybe it's whatever time it was I got there, 10, not at opening. I didn't rope drop the IKEA. Now, unfortunately, I didn't time my meal around it either, so I did not eat at the IKEA. And the cool thing is they have like a little bit of like a Costco-like action after you check out, too. But they also have that cafeteria I was talking about earlier, restaurant, however you want to refer to it. But we're not there yet. We're going in. We parked our car. Usually I park on level 2 or 3 and descending down the staircase. And now we're crossing. We could see the Bay Bridge, and the intersection of actually 80, 880, 580. I guess it's not the end of 80, is it? Or the beginning of 80? I don't think so. But let's see. Take 880 south or 580. I don't know what goes over the Bay Bridge. That's 101, right? I don't know. Where 80, where did you go? I don't know. Because you got 5 runs north. I don't know. That's good. These are good questions that I don't have the answers to. I'm just going into an IKEA. Now, we got to pass. Do we pass the exit or is the exit further down? I think the exit's further down. We go in here. They got a nice setup here. I believe there's also restrooms to the left. But we're going to take the escalator up to the second floor. And the first thing I noticed on this trip was right at the top of the escalator. Well, not right at the top. That's me being, a few steps away. The first display on our right was a clearance display. And I said, wait a second, this is a clearance display or whatever. Like sale, sale, sale. And they had some different things on sale, but a couple of things I was looking for, which was storage. They had some small rubber tubs or plastic tubs with lids. And then they had these boxes, and I'll refer to the boxes if we go, but they're made from plastic, but a kind of box, a sturdy box to put stuff in. I mean, isn't that what we're all looking for, a sturdy box to put something in? And it wasn't, I was flying solo, so I didn't spend a whole lot of time. I did enjoy some of the people that were enjoying being there, families, couples, couples of many different ages, friends, or I noticed one group of three people together, maybe college or grad student age, enjoying their Saturday late. I'd say that's a late morning, after 10 a.m. And I think even the IKEA restaurant serves breakfast. But as I said, I was not, I had already had a meal. So, and I knew what I was looking for, but I still decided, and I did debate it. You're like, I think later is where we're at the turning point, or we're already at the turning point where you could take a left and then just go downstairs and skip the whole casino style layout of the second floor of IKEA. I will say a strong recommend at this time of day at IKEA, because sometimes it is just too busy for me. And then the casino style layout, what do you mean casino style layout, Scoots? I mean, a layout where you're following a path. It feels like you're on rails, essentially, as they say in a video game, because you're following a path that goes through different IKEA sections and whatever you call them, I don't know, display areas. Yeah, like fake apartments and stuff like that. And I'm not calling you in a fake apartment. You're a faux layout, I don't know, just display, a demonstration area. They're well done. There's no criticism here. But there's like, you go through, it's not the most direct path. And normally, I could say this in contrast to this visit and my previous visit, my energy level's not impacted in over, usually. I don't know if it's because it's busy or just my headspace, but when I get home from IKEA, I say, I need to lie down for a little while. I can't put my finger on it, but I just don't know if it's a physical or existential exhaustion, but I got to lie down. This time and last time, I left somewhat invigorated. Okay, so back to this, what was on sale with the plastic bins and the tubs. Then I continued on. Mostly, as I said, I looked at, you know, I saw the displays. I did walk through one apartment. Now, what was the case we were trying to solve? The case of the rest of the dresser and maybe a full-length mirror. I think those were the only two things I was looking for. And you'd say, what do you mean the rest of the dresser? I'd say, well, I'll explain that more. But basically, I only have a car. The seats do fold down in the back. It's a hatchback. I don't think that they call it a classic car, but they don't make it anymore. The Volt, 2016 or 2017 Chevy Volt. But the seats do fold down in that. But at the same time, you know, you can only put so much in there. So we had made a previous trip that I was talking about, doing scouting for a dresser. And then we found this modular style dresser. And I'll be honest with you. I said, okay, well, what do you think? And then my daughter made a choice. She said, okay, I think this color and this particular layout. And then we went and researched it on the computer. I think that's when we were more looking at it, is on the computers towards the warehouse section. So I'm jumping far ahead. But on our previous visit, we had picked up about 50% of the dresser. We had picked out, or picked up, because you buy the pieces separately anyway. So we'd got one set of smaller drawers and one set of larger drawers. So we picked up 6 of 9 drawers. We still had to pick up one set of 3 smaller drawers, or like a mini dresser, and the top and the bottom of what would become the dresser. We would assemble and then assemble again. Not reassemble, but continuing assembling, I guess. But now I'm ahead of myself, because first we were scouting for mirrors and trying not. So we'd already picked up 2 bins, 2 plastic tubs, and then 2 larger plastic I'd call it a basket. We could call it a bin, a cube. Not as big as a milk crate, but a milk carton crate or whatever they called those. But you get the idea, around that size, and then two smaller tubs with lids. And then we passed another, like, section eventually. I think it was, like, it was a random section. I want to say it was, like, bath mats, but there's some other thing for storing stuff. And I did have the impression that any of these, you know, on-sale organizational items could change my life forever. That this might be the one. You know, a lot of people do that as, you know, and then they fall in love with people or from afar. And I didn't have any romantic attachment. I just a strange, like, codependent. I said, maybe this will be the tub with a lid or this organizer that fixes it, finally does it. And then I said, well, realistically, but I did have some things in mind anyway. So I said, okay, well, it's on sale as well. And it had a comparison point. I'll be honest with you. Let's just talk. We're friends, you know. We're here walking IKEA together, walking, talking IKEA. That could be another one with Scott, Adam and Scott, or, you know, Scott and Adam Scott. Talking into, no, hiking IKEA. Are you hiking IKEA? Who, me? Even though it doesn't make any sense, like one Scott could be saying, are you hiking IKEA? You hiking IKEA? Yeah, just you hiking IKEA. And then the other Adam could say, who, me? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I realize that, but haiku IKEA. I mean, but then you'd have to have, it'd mostly be a haikus. Or haichu, if you could get it double branded, haichu IKEA. Haichus at IKEA. And then you're a podcast. This is a podcast pitch. Walking through an IKEA on mic. Tasting haichus and reviewing them, or just talking about them. Haichu IKEA. I mean, it'd be confused, but people that are looking, they say, well, I love IKEA and I love haichus. So maybe I'll check that show out. Who does it? And I say, well, imaginary people right now. It's actually an imaginary, probably only be an imaginary podcast. So you subscribe anytime, as many episodes are out as you want them to be. You just have to lie back and imagine, or sit up, or be walking. Are you, I don't know. Those two are wittier than me, so they could think of it. IQ IKEA to me. Like IQ IKEA, like IQ tests at IKEA could be another one. These would be like more one. I guess that wouldn't be sustainable. Like if you started giving IQ tests at a desk. I don't even know what a IQ test is. Probably pretty involved. So haiku is probably easier. I don't know. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, thinking that an organizer is going to change my life. What a life to change, you know? So then I picked up that IKEA. So right now I had 4 things, 5 things in my box, 3 different products, two cubes, 2 tubs with lids, green, probably why they're on sale. They're, I mean, not the most attractive tubs. The I can't figure out why the bins are on sale. Probably because they're plastic and the bottom's plastic. So you can't put, if you put anything heavy on them, they're probably going to break. But I mean, me, like, I just put stuff, you know, but usually it's just paper. So I had that, those things in my cart. And I was still on patrol. My purpose there, a full-length mirror for my daughter's room. And ideally one that would be easy to install, because we have one. Just one of my great procrastinations. I had installed it in her old apartment in her room when she was just a child, maybe behind her door. And either one of us could use it because it was the only full-length mirror in our apartment. I think I mistakenly tried to put it on the doors and then realized the doors were too thin. But it involved like leveling and this kind of stuff that just is too much performance pressure for me. So that mirror never made it back to a wall again. Maybe one day it will, but so far, even moving here and having the entire, like from 2018 to 2023, still hasn't got up there. So I said to myself, maybe get a new mirror or, you know, if not, buy the, you know, kit to mount it on the wall again. So that's what I was, the one new item so far I was trying to find. But this is a ways away. And I said to myself many times when I was walking, you know, where would a person find a stand-up mirror in an IKEA? Was it, you know, I can remember, I thought it was right before you go down the stairs after you're at the cafeteria. That's where I was anticipating it. I said, I could swear that's where many, many years ago when it was just a mere, you know, when it was just a procrastination, something I would follow through on and then procrastinate on one day. But it turns out, new spoiler, not to be the case. That's not where I found the mirror. But so, and I don't think it was till we were downstairs. I'm not sure. No, were we upstairs? Upstairs. No. Okay, so you go through endless amounts of IKEA at this point. Maybe it was downstairs. I mean, I'm lost. I think upstairs you have sections like you got your kitchen and cabinets. That's like a big custom, that's a custom section. That's close to the restaurant, but not at the restaurant. You start out with like a couple apartments, fully furnished, small apartments. Then I think you got your sofas and still a lot of different layouts on the right side and your sofas on the left. Then you get into your offices and your office furniture. But then you get into more sofas, like sleeper sofas and chairs. And then you probably get into your kitchen parts, other sections that I know, but I don't know what order they go into. Mattresses and some bedding, but there's more bedding later. No bedding, not TT, bedding, like mattresses and sleep stuff. Kitchens, kids stuff. Kids stuff is right before the restaurant, though. I don't know if they do that on purpose or not, but last time I was there, I bought two birthday presents, but one was wrong age. I had the age wrong, but that came in handy because it kept it at my house. And then when I had some family member over with their younger kids, I said, well, don't worry, I got this wooden IKEA toy. It'll keep you entertained. It did. I'm not being like sarcastic. I mean, for a kid, it held their attention for a bit. What else? So I think that covers the section. So I don't think the mirror section was upstairs, though it may have been. Then you go downstairs, and I mean, this is at this point, if you haven't lost track of like who you are. You know, there is like, you know, the like it follows a hero's journey, like all the parts, though, the confusing parts, like denouement at the inmost cave, meeting with my mother for cookies or whatever, atonement from the father. All those are like staples of IKEA shopping. There could be another talk. What's the hero's journey? Of course, now I can't think of Campbell. Caring for Campbell out of Kia. Caring for Campbell. Communicating Campbell out of Kia. You just take the I out. I don't know. But so you always wonder, how come this aren't in movies? Or, you know, they're very, you know, you say, what does approach at the inmost cave mean? Say, I think it was in Star, other than Star Wars, I don't know. But I do know there's a section in IKEA where I'm not sure if I'm upstairs or downstairs. But I see, you know, I start to look at things and I see very, you know, I see eight places inside me that those are the only places that feel comfortable for them to be revealed to me, or, you know, those feelings make themselves apparent right around the rug section, which I know a lot of times, which I think is downstairs. That for me, the rug section is not where the pit of despair is, but that's where I know, like these two trips, I said, well, I'm nowhere near the pit of despair. So great. I think I'm going to get out of here. And, you know, fully intact that was what I said the last time. I had my daughter with me and we had this wonderful meal. Don't ask me what we ate because I don't know. But because I said, this meal, is this food really going to be free? And that kid has like a zero type cola and refill station. And we had this beautiful view, and this is no joke, because they have windows where you look out at the Bay Bridge and the bay. I mean, the freeway's in front of it, but it still looks great. But yeah, so I did not approach the inmost cave at all. And I said, so I haven't been in the inmost cave. I don't have to worry about when I'm going to find the pit of despair, probably. So anyway, at some point you go downstairs, then there's like kitchenware, general like stuff you would buy on impulse, which I did do an impulse purchase of a carafe with a sealable lid, but I've been making a lot of lemonade and iced tea, so it wasn't really like a outrageous, you know, purchase. Because those ones with the mason jar, the clamp down lid that you can't lose, really like that. So I'd added another thing to my IKEA pile in my cart. And then downstairs you go through kitchen stuff, carpets, more bedding stuff. I think bedding's towards the end. But then you get into lighting. Now, this was the first area, lamps, lights, things to light things, and I had to stop myself. I almost made a couple impulse buys of things that were on sale there. Different holiday lights that were on clearance. But I said, wait a second. I said that to myself. Dude, do you really need this? I said, well, I don't know, but I want it. There's a couple I don't know. It's just like, hold off. You already got, I think we got our impulse buys that we may actually use some of these. And I said, well, just one pack of lights. And I said, no. Like, if you use the lights you have, you can get more lights. And I said, okay, fair enough. Now, I'm pretty sure it was after the lights when, again, I said to myself, wait a second, I haven't seen any of these full-length mirrors, and I've been looking for them, even though I haven't been narrating the fact that I was looking for them. I knew my quest that day. One of my quests from the goddess, communing with the goddess or whatever. Didn't do any of that either, but commuted for the goddess. But eventually what I did was, I think, in the area with prints and frames, I saw my left mirrors, and I saw a family actually looking at the mirrors. And they were discussing full-length mirrors, and then I start, you know, so it was a little awkward because I'm awkward on the get-down. And so I was trying to, like, move around them to look at the different pricing and sizes. And then I found a wall that was, like, had three layers where you could move the wall. I know that's not a very good description, but, there's three different rows of mirrors, and you slide the wall, and then you can see the next mirror, and then you slide it again. And this kid, his family's ignoring him because they were discussing full-length mirrors, which, by the way, you could spend anywhere. I don't know what the cheapest one is. That's the one that we've had at our house, not to brag, for years. But it's just a mirror with mounting hardware, no frame or anything. That, I'm guessing you get that for $20. I didn't even see it this trip. The single father mirror, let's just call it. That's like, but then they have ones with frames, and you could spend anywhere from like $20 or $30 up to like get pretty big mirrors. And mine one was looking for a manageable size. So then I saw one that I said, okay, it had a frame, a wooden frame. I said, that might be easier to mount and maybe less leveling. And I noted its information by taking a picture of its tag. And I think the frames came in like black and white. And I said, okay, well, maybe I'll have to figure that out. But I still like has had this, and I don't know which part of this one it is. Here's the thing. I never got any mentors, allies at this trip to IKEA. Maybe this kid, because he was loving watching me slide the mirrors around. And then I said, go ahead, take it. So maybe I was being the mentor. Said, you want to kill some time while your parents are talking about that mirror? You could just move these things. Just watch your fingers. So I moved on. And actually, that was it. I checked some. Did I get that pot too? And that was on a previous trip, I think. I bought a pot, but for plants. But that was like a terracotta one. But that was on another trip. But so then I made it to like where you finally escape. This could be where you encounter the. This isn't where you have the pit of despair because you're already. First of all, they have tons of natural lighting in the warehouse area, and lighting in general. So I got there, and then I went to their. They have like computer stations where you could, because nobody remembers anything. But I had to look up the pieces I needed for this dresser, and I still said, well, I have a vague dissatisfaction with the mirror. And so I think I first looked up where the dresser parts were, and I wrote that down or took a picture. I took a picture of it. I didn't write anything down. And I said, okay, and that was where we had already been because we had already picked up two of the parts we needed the last time we were there. And then I looked up mirrors, and I said, wait a second, I found this mirror that was like a stand-up mirror, like it has a stand. So it's actually more full-length. You could see your feet in your shoes, and you don't have to hang it on a wall. And it's like also has a metal, like a metal-type frame. And I kind of remembered my daughter. I said, wait a second, you could put that right, like, when, okay, I think we have space for that even. So I wrote down that number too, and it was a reasonable price. And I said, okay. And then I set forth to gather my parts. First was like the parts for the dresser, because unfortunately the dresser parts were closer to where I was. So I was managed to put the smaller three drawer dresser on the bottom of. The shopping cart. I didn't get one of their modular carts. That was a mistake, by the way, because I should have then tried to get allies, or if I met with the mentor. If I thought this was actually going to be about the hero's journey, I would have actually looked stuff up. Call to adventure, that part, check. I don't know. It went pretty smooth. So I wouldn't say it was an adventure for me because I actually did it. And so then I got that, put it on the bottom thing. Then the next part was really, really big, long, not heavy, because it was going to be the top and the bottom of a dresser, like the lid and the base. So I put that on top of the cart, right? The shopping cart, your standard shopping cart, except for IKEA's wheels go, all four wheels go all directions. I don't know if that's a European thing, but it does make it easier if you got to move to the side or whatever. So I got that on there. Then I went to the mirror section, double checked what I thought. I said, okay, I'm going to go for it. Now the mirror fit right on top of the long dresser thing because the mirror was also long. But now I had a problem because I had a glass carafe and a bunch of other stuff in my shopping cart, and I still had to check out, right? So what I did was, here's the thing. If you don't do it like I do it, I ask for help because I only got lucky. What I did was I jammed my shopping cart next to a stack of tables, boxed tables, and then held the shopping cart with my hip while I moved everything so it was on the table. Then I pulled out all the stuff in my shopping cart, piled it on the floor, then put everything back, then piled it back on. Precariously, by the way, I got lucky. Then I went to check out. I checked out with a human. No, this time I did not check out with a human. Last time I did. And then I, rang on all my items. Then I also did my hip check move against the checkout so that I could put everything back in the cart so it wasn't precarious when I was leaving the store. And then I, it paid, and then I whimpered a little, because you say, wait a second, I thought I was only going to spend like $120, but it's still a good deal. I don't know. I think a lot of people listen to this podcast are in the same place. You either live in a very area that's like the Bay Area, or you're in a different phase of your life. In IKEA or that kind of furniture is just fine. And it's actually not fast furniture. And I'm not even trying to make myself feel better. Like everything I have, I always put on Craigslist. If it's messed up, I put it on there for free. Furniture wise, or I sell it for like $20 or $50 or whatever. I know I sold my mom bed, which I think I bought used. So it's like, man, that's three rounds with that mom bed. And, trying to think, I sold other things at Craigslist recently, but they weren't IKEA furniture. You do have to be patient, with selling stuff, and have given stuff away for free. So then we left and I checked out, loaded my car. Again, I probably should have asked for help there, but that actually went smooth. I don't know the order. First I got everything, secured the cart, secured the mirror someplace safe so I couldn't break it. Then put the three drawer small thing in, maybe in the back seat, folded the seats down, put that in first. Oh yeah, then I had to push the passenger seat all the way forward. So it was a good thing I was by myself. And then I got the dresser on in, and then I put the mirror on top, and then I got the other pieces and put them in the front seat on the floor. And that was it. That was a trip to IKEA. Maybe another time we'll put everything together. But thanks for joining me on this personal journey. Some IKEA stops in my life. Good night, everybody. All right. I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank Emmett, Ann, and Kimberly. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Ellen, Patar, and Davis. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Jamie, Jesse, and Nisha. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Tracy, Kelly, and Erica. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Arun, Michael, and Amanda. Thank you, thanks, 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 and good night. Becca, Catherine, and Jason. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Greedy, Vala, and EJ. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. And Savannah, Natasha, and Greta. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show on Patreon, supports the sponsors directly, or supports us on another platform. And thanks, everybody that spreads the word. I just recently had an interaction with somebody, and it dawned on me again for like the 50th time. It takes three times for people hearing Sleep With Me normally for them to check it out, like three different trusted sources. And they can go in kind of any order, but it's always like someone mentioning it, maybe seeing it somewhere online on social media posts or something, someone mentioning it again or seeing somebody share about it on social media. So if you really want to help the show for free, you say, well, I love this podcast. I'm not in a position to financially support it. Spread the word once a month for the next 3 or 4 months, or once a week for the next 3 or 4 weeks. And you don't have to spam. You could just say, hey, this is my favorite episode of Sleep With Me. This is what Sleep With Me does. This is how I listen to Sleep With Me. And this is how I discovered Sleep With Me. Like those kind of things. and that'll help the show grow. Or if you're like the person who had the most, introduced the most people to a podcast, who we're thinking of all the time, or I am, Cornelia, who would kind of just keep an eye out. Cornelia would keep an eye out online for conversations and say, hey, like about insomnia or whatever, and say, hey, one of the things I listen to is Sleep With Me, and this is how you listen to it. And I just want to, you know, I'm thinking of you, Cornelia, and hope you're still listening to the show out there in the, up, you know, I see you there with the moon and the stars and stuff. Good night. All right, everybody, this is a week in review, or week or month in review, actually. This comes at the end of Sleep With Me. And I think from now on, I'll just put it in the bonus feed of Sleep With Me Plus, unless there's like an update that's pressing. So if you're on Sleep With Me Plus, make sure, you know, you can do everything from the main page at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you log in, once you go to that page, you'll have access to all of your podcasts from Sleep With Me Plus. You could change your payment method, change your membership, join the Discord. All that happens just on that one page. It's just two clicks to add your podcast to your podcast app. And depending on what tier you're on, you have access to three or four Sleep With Me Plus podcasts. So make sure to do that. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if you're listening to the free show, you may have heard me in other messages. We're really looking right now for 1% of listeners to support the show who listen to the free podcast on a regular basis. It'll change the trajectory of Sleep With Me for you and 99 other people. But you also get all the sweet stuff I'm going to talk about. I also encourage the Sleep With Me Plus listeners to have a dedicated podcast app just for Sleep With Me Plus content. And then keep your whatever podcast app you use for your daytime podcast and just try out a new app. There's tons of great free podcast apps out there. But yeah, I'm going to run through Sleep With Me Plus, what's come out in the past month. I'm going to start with the bonus episodes in the bonus feed. And looks like the last episode that came out was Tea With Bernie. That was April 27th. That's this new series that people really love. Welcome to Scooterville. And that's a postie special edition episode. Then we had a bonus episode, depending on what the Boar Friends and Boar Besties, where I talk about the video game Space Quest and play it. Then on April 13th, we had another Welcome to Scooterville episode, Underground Picnic Munch episode. So, and then a Fearless Flyer episode came out at the end of March. So a lot of cool stuff. May we'll have stuff, and then subscriber summer stuff coming out in the all intro and all night episode podcast for those people, Boar Friends and Boar Besties. We tested out like this new thing without theme music and got great feedback on that. So thank you everybody that upgraded to an annual pledge or took advantage of that thing we're doing. So yeah, we had all intros come out on May 2nd. An all night episode came out. That's all night. Wait, it comes out tonight. Today's Thursday that I'm recording this. Yeah, so that comes out tonight. All night TNG and cut new idea there. If you listen to that, I think we have one or two more all night TNG episodes to do. Then we had a couple all intro episodes come out May 2nd, April 18th, April 11th was All Night Make Great Pets. An all night intro on April 3rd, March 20th, and Make Great Pets Part 1 on March 13th. Then the story only feed and in the ad free feed, both of those, we had Sushi Go board game unboxing came out last night. Our watch Bring It On part 2 came out on Sunday. And it wasn't until after these episodes were like that I learned that it was, oh, not another teen movie that the parody part from Bring It On, that the phrase that got stuck in my head is from. It only took three different episodes about Bring It On for me to find out. Wasn't in any of the episodes of Bring It On. But a great time to reflect on Bring It On. And I didn't realize that Kirsten Dunst would be like back in the spotlight in a cool way. So cool timing for that. Then we had Alba Salix, episode 3 came out, Fairy Cake Woods, Multiplex, Cuckoo for Cuckoo Clocks, episode 7. Our Matrix crossover with the Novelizers came out April 24th. April 21st was Birds and Buds, which was Alba Salix episode 2. I've been getting a lot of emails of people that really like the Alba Salix content. And again, yeah, and some people, not every episode's for everybody. And that's usually what happens is, for every three emails I get, that's somebody's favorite episode. I get one email that was somebody's least favorite episode. That's just kind of the way it works with stuff. That's why we work so hard as a team to invest the time to be able to keep all this selection going and even adding on selections. But if you really believe in Alba Salix, we are paying them to use their content. So consider supporting the show. Or being like, okay, like let me become an annual supporter because that's going to enable us to do that. We're doing all three seasons of Alba Salix, so as we roll on from here. So Multiplex episode 6, Bring It On part 1, and then Bring It On intro, and then the Bring It On intro. So that's everything we did in the past month or so. If you want to support the work we do here, consider supporting the show on Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to financially support the show, but you want to support the podcast, there's two great ways to do that. Check out our sponsors, test out a sponsor, test out a free trial, or refer people to the show. We just had two people across the three referral threshold, which gets them 3 months of ad-free and story-only podcasts. So consider doing that. Thanks so much.